The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to the Energetic Toy Box with Julia Stubbe. The Energetic Toy Box starts out with guided imagery, with the basic healing elements of space, love, and joy. As we move deeper, you'll be introduced or reintroduced to alternative and holistic healing. And in each show, you'll come away with the desire to explore tools that you can use in your daily life. Now, here is your host, Julia Stubbe.
Hello, and welcome to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, and I thank you for being here. I am grateful and appreciate you tuning in and listening live today, or if you are listening to the recording at another time. Each week, we start out with guided imagery to set the space with love and joy. Today, we will open the Energetic Toy Box and explore the fundamentals and metaphysical world of the possibilities of meditation. Our guest today is Lisa A. Berry. Lisa is a wellness consultant, as well as a yoga instructor and meditation guide. She is an introvert activist and has designed a travel experience with introverts in mind. It's called the Sacred Introvert Retreat Tour, and we're going to hear a little bit more about that later. So today we're going to start out this hour with some guided imagery, and I'd like to invite you to play along using your imagination. So let us first start off by getting comfortable and taking a few deep breaths. Now take a deep breath through your nose, hold the breath, and out through the mouth as if you were blowing out a candle, releasing all the stress of the day. One more time, in through your nose, hold the breath, and out through your mouth as you're blowing out a candle. Again, releasing all the stress of the day. For those of you who are in a safe place, feel free to close your eyes to enhance the experience. For those who are driving or operating equipment, let's keep your eyes open. Okay, now let's leave our headspace, relaxing your shoulders, relaxing the back of your neck, letting all the stress of the day leave your body. Bring your attention to your heart space. Let your heart space fill with love and gratitude, feeling your heart space expand, expanding with more love and gratitude. You take notice to a path that leads to a lush green meadow and follow that path. As you enter the meadow, you feel the soft grass under your feet. Feel the soft wind against your face and the warmth of the sun against your skin. As you continue to walk along the meadow, you connect with the loving energy of Mother Earth, filling you with warmth and relaxation. To your right, you notice a beautiful tree reaching up to Father Sky. You go over and you touch the tree, and if you feel inclined, hug the tree. Feeling your love of the tree fill your body with the strength of Mother Earth and the strength of Father Sky. And when you're done hugging the tree, you turn around and you notice two beautiful women in the middle of the meadow next to the beautiful toy box. It's called the Energetic Toy Box. So you sit back and relax as you listen to what they have discovered. So when you're ready, let's come back to your bodies and see what's in the Energetic Toy Box. Now I would like to welcome our guest, Lisa Avery, introvert activist, yoga instructor, meditation guide, animal rescuer. How are you doing today, Lisa?
I'm excellent, Julia. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm so happy to be here and to talk about meditation and introverts and all kinds of amazing energetic things.
Awesome. You have a sacred introvert retreat tour coming up soon. Do you want to tell the listeners about that and if they're interested, how they can make contact with you to sign up or just get more information? Want to tell a little bit about that, please?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, they could just go to the website, which is sacredintrovert.com, and the Sacred Introvert Retreat Tour is the first travel experience that is for introverts by introverts. And what happened for me was I only discovered that I was actually an introvert and really understood what it meant to be an introvert just about 3 years ago. And that was a huge life-changing experience for me. And I sort of did a inventory of my life up till that point and kind of discovered what worked for me and what didn't work for me. And I saw the connection between being a traveler, and most of my travel experiences have been solo. I've gone by myself. But I've also run into experiences where I couldn't find travel experiences to actually go on, to participate in, to places that I wouldn't go on my own. One of those was Egypt. And it started to make me think about, other people who may be a little bit more on the introverted side, which, just so I can clarify a little bit about introversion, oftentimes people think that means shy, and it doesn't mean shy. Basically, introverts take in stimulation a little bit differently and recharge from stimulation with quiet time, preferably most of the time alone or with, the family around them. But they need quiet and they need safe space to recharge. Because stimulation, their dopamine receptors in their brain, takes on stimulation, only needs a little bit of stimulation to feel full. So basically, I started to really examine this idea of my own travel experiences and how many introverts might not be traveling because they couldn't find something that would work for them. And like a little light bulb went off on top of my head. And I started to think about my own love of actual meditation retreats and how much I get out of going on meditation retreats and just being able to be silent with people, private and public, but, not have that feeling of having to talk. And I wanted to combine the idea of a retreat and a tour. So I began to look for interesting places to potentially find retreat space. And the first place I looked was my favorite place in the world, which is Glastonbury, England, and was able to secure a year and a half ago the retreat house on the grounds of the 7th century ruined Glastonbury Abbey, which King Arthur is supposed to be actually buried there.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, and I don't know how much you know about Glastonbury, but it's a really amazing, very mystical, very energetic place. It's on a ley line, it's just a really special place with so much on your doorstep. You've got the Glastonbury Tour, the Chalice Well, where the Holy Grail is supposedly hidden, hence why the water runs red. You've got Weariall Hill, which is supposedly where Joseph of Arimathea struck his staff in the ground and said, "We are Weariall," and out of that grew a tree that only grows in Glastonbury. you know, it's there's just so much in that area. And then that landscape, the West Country, moving out towards Stonehenge and all the stone circles and Bath, and just the landscape itself is extremely powerful. So I wanted to try to create something that would be a combination of, like I said, retreat and tour, and I couldn't think of a better place. So I was very blessed to get the Glastonbury Abbey retreat.
And that tour's coming up in May, correct?
Yes, it's May 1st through the 10th of this year, and it's exciting. We have a few introverted trailblazers that are already signed up, and it's going to be amazing. I'm so looking forward to it, and as I was saying to you before we were on the air, we just got this past Sunday, we were in the New York Times, page 3 of the travel section, but we're also in the New York Times online because the idea of introverts in travel is such a new concept that people are really starting to pay attention. We're in the Financial Times of London and also CNET, Travel Pulse. A lot of people are very interested in the idea of introverts in travel because most people think that, you know, introverts don't travel, that they just want to stay home and be quiet and be hermity, and it's nothing like that at all.
Okay, you have opportunities to do meditation on this tour?
Absolutely. What's amazing about the Abbey Retreat House is it has an underground chapel. And it's beautiful. It's all made out of stone. That's going to be opened up for us the entire time that we're there. So anybody could go down there and actually meditate in the chapel at any time of day or night. But because we're on the actual grounds, it's 36 acres of parkland that's going to be our backyard, which has the ruined abbey, a museum, a lake, an orchard. So there's all this amazing space that anybody, you know, you could go and meditate in nature, which is, you know, wow, just getting the energy of nature while you're meditating, you know, and connecting with Mother Earth is so powerful. And really getting back to the whole aspect of meditation, when you are meditating, it's always great to kind of be by an open window if you can, you know, just to get some fresh air while you're meditating. So basically, we're going to be out in this country, this West Country area, surrounded by beautiful green rolling hills and energetic ley lines and, you know, ancient sites and powerful meditation points where ancient mystics came before. And, you know, and then we have a full moon, 6:45 a.m., inner ring of Stonehenge tour. So we're going to be inside the inner ring of Stonehenge on the full moon day, which at 6:45 in the morning. So we might actually see the sun and the moon at the same time. So it'll be pretty amazing. I'm actually really looking forward to that as well. So,
That's very exciting. I'm really excited for you because I'm an introvert as well, and I can see how that would be more pleasant for me than the hustle bustle of just regular travel, because I like to travel myself as well. So we have a quick minute or so before break. So if you were to explain what meditation is, mm-hmm. what would you say it is? And maybe, you know, just in like 10 words or less, because like I said, we just have less than a minute before the break.
Well, it's the opportunity to be still and connect. You know, that is the biggest part, to quiet your mind, to be still, and to connect. That's the most important thing.
So. Okay, so when we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more of that and the benefits. And for those who have never meditated before, we're going to get into some, or who don't think they can meditate, some ideas on how to help them do that as well. So we're going to take a short break right now, and then we'll be back. So thanks again for listening in to the Energetic Toy Box, and we'll talk to you in a little bit. Thank you.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Tune in to Spirit Speaks every week for advice just for you that is channeled from Divine Source. Host Amaya is a spiritual teacher and guide who helps listeners actively develop their full potential. Each program includes a channeled soul reading and is ready to discuss the teachings with you every week. Topics include a variety of religious and spiritual aspects, plus healing modalities and intuitive development of self. Spirit Speaks can be heard live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
Enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Lisa A. Berry, and we are exploring the possibilities of meditation. So, Lisa, before the break, we were discussing what meditation is. So what I'd like to do is let our listeners know what the benefits are. I know there's some physical benefits and mental benefits. So could you want to talk about that a little bit, to what your feelings are on that?
Sure. The benefits of meditation are wide-ranging. Meditation is the best health care that you can give yourself. Because just the act of sitting still, clearing your mind, and giving yourself enough time when you sit in meditation to actually start to release and to let go of those thoughts and to actually let the body relax, all of your organs, all of your systems inside of your body physically slow down. Your mind clears out. Your intuitive center in, you know, your intuition becomes more activated because you're becoming still and you're concentrating on, you know, these high charge intuition points, you know, the third eye point between your, you know, between your eyes, you know, will help activate the intuitive centers within you. But physically, like I said, it's the best healthcare you can practice, just because, you know, it
like lowers high blood pressure and
It lowers your blood pressure. It can, you know, de-stress you. You know, it can physically, you know, start to affect your organs and your systems, which affect everything. You know, your lymph will move better. Everything responds to your state of mind. You know, and that in turn can, you know, if you're having issues with, you know, stomach problems, suppose you have a nervous stomach or your stomach is always upset or you're having acid reflux or something, by starting to meditate and starting to calm your systems down, you're going to help to release the tension in your stomach, and hopefully then that moves up to your esophagus and it changes, you know, that system. Anything that's physical in your body, even if you're sitting in a meditation posture, you can put your attention and your healing energy there, and then you can change what's actually going on in your body. Like, it is a powerful tool for healing.
Okay, so it improves our immune system, and it probably would, I would think, would increase our energy level as well once we're in that. And emotionally, you know, you said about intuition, it develops, but I would think it's also going to help us to be more happy and, you know, decrease anxiety.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime you slow down and you try to release the chatter, the monkey mind, they call it in yoga, the monkey mind that's always chattering. Like when you try to go in there and actively use your willpower to quiet that monkey mind, you're going to start to disengage from what you believe your problems are, because we all believe we have so many problems that are really running our lives. But it gives us a new sense of perspective about our problems, and that will increase the level of happiness inside of us, because we're not going to be as attached to what we believe are our problems. And then in turn, that's going to affect your physical body as well.
Okay. So are there, just thinking, so it can help bring more harmony in your life as well. So not only does it help you, I would think, physically and emotionally, that, but it also can affect others around you because of the shift in your energy. I mean, that's my impression of how it helps me in my life.
Absolutely, because others, when you come into a situation with another person, if you're calm and you're peaceful and you're able to approach that situation calmly and peacefully, no matter what energy that other person is coming at you with, you're going to be able to not take that on, because you're going to be at peace within yourself. And there's no way that that's not going to affect the other person, because oftentimes we respond in kind, whether we know we're doing it or not, good or bad. Like if somebody comes at you with really harsh, strong energy, if you're not practicing meditation, you might actually respond in kind and give them back the same kind of energy that they're giving you. But if you are practicing meditation and that same person comes at you with this intense energy and you're peaceful and you're loving and that's what you're giving them, it's going to change the energy of that situation, absolutely.
Yeah, because I think in my experiences with when you have that kind of reaction with a person, if you come with the same energy, then you're just feeding the energy and it just gets completely out of hand. Mm-hmm. But if you can come from a place of love, and the more you can quiet your mind and get in your heart space, the easier that is to do. It makes it easier for you to step back and say, well, I'm just going to be in a place of love right now. Mm-hmm. and see where it takes us as far as the situation goes, as opposed, more of a detachment of the situation. And that's how I find that meditation helps for me. Now, there are many different ways to meditate. I know there's like mindfulness meditation. Do you have any thoughts on that, or is there a particular favorite of yours that you'd like to discuss, a type of meditation that you like? Because I noticed you said there's different meditations for introverts and extroverts, so maybe we can have a couple minutes and explore that.
Well, there's not necessarily differences, but I've been doing healing in Los Angeles, which is full of extroverts. I'm originally from New York, but I live in Los Angeles now, and Los Angeles is a very sort of, it teaches you to be extroverted, so I've cultivated my temporary extrovert very well. But what I've found with clients that I've worked with for a long time, since, over a 20-year period, I've worked with a lot of different people. And usually the people that say things like, I can't meditate, first of all, they're the ones that need it the most. They're the ones that are usually really tightly wrapped and just believe that they cannot sit still. And that's where the meditation that I practice, you're really taught to use your willpower. That's a big, very important word, because oftentimes we just default into this behavior of, no, I can't do something, and you throw your arms up in the air. And but if you use your willpower and say, I'm going to create a meditation practice, and you're going to practice every day, whether you're going to make that time to do that, that's the most important thing. There's this funny little cartoon that I put up on the internet once, and it had two dogs sitting in meditation, and they had their collars in front of them, and it said something like, the secret to meditation is learning to sit, dogs and sit. But it's true, the main thing that you have to commit to is you have to commit to a practice, and you need to do it every day. And that is going to, it's like when you're doing an exercise prep, you know, regime. At first you might start out and your muscles may be weak and you're getting tired really fast. But over time you start to build up that muscle and that strength and, you know, your breath is changing and everything's changing and you feel stronger and you feel like you can go on for longer. It's the same thing with meditation, but people often default into this, you know, I can't do it. But there are different things, you know, things, tools that you can use to actually help you along with your meditation.
So, can we discuss some of those? What are some of those tools that you would suggest people to get started with?
Well, one of the first things that I tell people when they come to me and they say that they want to start a meditation practice is I teach them that. Oftentimes people say things like, okay, I'm going to go, they're having the worst moment of their day. You know, they're just like frustrated. They just were stuck in traffic and then they get to their office and they're freaked out. And then they're like, okay, I'm going to sit and meditate right now because I need to calm myself. But really, and then they wonder why they can't meditate because their energy is so crazy. You know, it's still back in the car, you know. So one of the first things that I tell people is you need to do some type of energetic release. I personally do sort of a little practice of exercises to release the energy in the body. But what I tell people very simply is do things like tensing and releasing the body. Systematically tense and release. Start with your left foot, your left calf, your left thigh, your right thigh. Go up the body. And as you go up the body, you continue to tense those areas until you get right up to the top of your head and your scalp and you hold that. And then you let it out in a big tight breath and do that a few times. And the thing is, you can do that anywhere. Even if you're like, you can't stop and meditate at that moment, just by like taking that energy, tensing your body, channeling it, and then releasing it and letting it go, it's a very, very powerful thing. You know, I do it all throughout the day. But it's especially important before you sit in meditation. Like even if you do just a little bit of exercise, a little bit of walking in place, a little bit of running in place, a little bit of twisting, and then a little bit of tense and release, that's going to start to release the physical energy in your body. So that you can sit still, because that's the biggest problem that people complain about, that they cannot sit still. But it's a physiology thing. You need to release that energy from your body to get yourself ready to sit and to meditate. So,
okay. I was thinking we're getting ready to take another break soon. Would you think we'd have time to just go through that process of the release if you could walk everybody through that process?
Sure, that would be.
I think that would be, because just to get them started with that would be really great, because then, you know, then they can take the next steps of however they want to do that. So we'll do that coming up. I like guided meditations because that takes me places and it takes me to places of relaxation. Mm-hmm. And you're more of a quiet, still meditator. So we're both a little bit different with that, but the releasing and the tension and everything is also part of, to me, the guided experience. So I'd really like to explore that a little bit more with you.
Sure, no problem.
Absolutely. Okay. So we're just about taking a break. Like I said, we got 30 seconds here. So I'm going to, next week we're going to have a group of mirrors that we're going to explore, which will be with Carol Lee. But right now we're going to take a short break and then we'll be back as Lisa guides us through tensing and relaxing our bodies to get us ready for meditation. Okay? So we'll be back in a little bit. Thank you.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Are you a spiritual seeker? Have you always pondered the deeper questions in life? Have you looked at many spiritual paths and found some answers, but are looking for more? The Open Door, brought to you by the Summit Lighthouse, brings you each week practical spiritual teachings and tools that promote self-mastery, higher consciousness, and the opportunity to connect with the Ascended Masters. Join Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy as we explore the universe of spirituality, live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Seventh Wave Channel.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back to the Energetic Toy Box. I am your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with our guest, Lisa Atberry. And we're exploring the possibilities of meditation. Lisa is going to guide us through a tense and release process that'll help your body and your mind get in the mood for a little meditation. So Lisa, I'm going to let you take over and go with this process.
Sure. Okay. Well, one of the first things and the easiest thing that you can actually do is just inhale very, very deeply and then force the breath out. One short breath and one longer breath. Just forcing the air out. And then you can actually add tensing the body to that. The first thing that I personally like to do is just tense the whole body without even thinking about the individual parts. Tense the whole body from top to bottom. Hold that and hold your breath for about 5 seconds and then release. And a nice, strong, double breath. And you'll actually feel the energy start to course through your body. It's kind of an amazing thing because the more tense and release you do, the more you'll really start to feel the energy move and then release as you release. What I like to do then after that is just do individual parts of the body. And as I work my way up the body, I hold these parts. And then when I get to the top, that's when I release it and let it go. So basically what you would do is you would start with your left foot, tense your left foot, tense your right foot. Move on to the left calf, then the right calf. Move on to the left thigh and right thigh, left buttock, right buttock, lower abdomen, upper abdomen, and stomach, left forearm, right forearm, left upper arm, right upper arm, left chest, right side of neck, front of neck, and back of neck. Hold that. And then let it go. And as you let it go, kind of let your head fall forward towards your upper chest. just really let it go and let your, you know, you'll start to, like I said, you'll really feel the energy begin to course through your body. And these techniques are, you know, you can do them anywhere. You know, if you're having a moment and you're in your office and you're just feeling yourself get overwhelmed, find a place where you can just be and then go and tense your body and just let it go. Tense your body and let it go. And if you have a moment, you can go sit at your desk after you've done your tense and release and just close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, just turn your eyes up towards the point between your eyes, the third eye point. That's the intuitive portion. And just concentrate there and breathe. Just feel the energy and concentrate and breathe. Try to just quiet the mind. But you'll see the more you do things like tense and release, and then sit down and go to meditate, things will shift. It'll be easier to sit and meditate once you release that energy before you go and try to sit down. Don't just sit down. Do a little prep first. And like I was just saying, another thing is when you do sit down, oftentimes people's minds get full of chatter. And watch the direction of your eyes. Your eyes are obviously going to be closed, but if you can keep your eyes turned upward towards that place between the eyes, that point between the eyes, that third eye point, if you can concentrate your energy there and keep your eyes turned upward towards that point underneath the lids, it'll help you stay clear. It'll help your mind not get glutted with thoughts of things that you have to do. And if you do, if that does happen, then just reboot and start again, you know. But the tensing and then concentrating on that point between the eyes will really help.
Yeah, I can feel my body really relaxing doing that. That was wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, it's a great technique, and it was taught to me by my teacher, and it really, really helps. Because often, like I said, people just sit down at the worst possible time and say, I'm going to meditate, and then they wonder why they can't, and it's because there's so much energy in their body. So just tense and release, and it's so easy. Yeah.
Okay, so the length, you know, it's like there's benefits to meditating long periods of time, but, you know, sometimes just even like short little 10 minutes of meditation can really, really help.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, it's like I'm just trying to encourage people that it doesn't have to be a big ritual to do it. Just, you know, even if you can just start out with 10 minutes a day or 10 minutes twice a day, that's going to really have amazing benefits in your life. And then the more you do it, like you said, it's kind of like a drug. The more you do it, the more you want to do it.
It is.
Just feel how your body feels.
People really start to feel a difference. And it's like such a good feeling that you want more of it. And then what's interesting, because when I do my meditation, I set my phone, because I could just sit there for unlimited amounts of time, so I have to set my phone to kind of wake me out of that state, because the longer I sit, the longer I go deeper and deeper, and that's what's going to happen for people. And I just want to encourage people out there to try it, because I know the inner voice says, no, I can't do that. But that's, you know, kind of that other voice that doesn't want you to sit in meditation. Like there are forces that, you know, are all around us, all of these energetic forces of the earth and, you know, the earth plane that we're on, that wants us to stay kind of scattered. But when we meditate, we become stronger, and we become, like I said, more intuitive. And with all of that becomes, you know, you become more, you know, more able to be out in the world and to be of service. So this all is like sort of a means to this point of becoming more activated in your life just by sitting still, which is interesting, you know.
Let's talk about the environment. I mean, you said about having an open window. So ideally, what do you suggest for an environment of meditation?
Well, like I was just saying to you on the break, I mean, I have a little altar set up in my bedroom, and I've found I have to be very, very careful. I live in a small cottage in Los Angeles, and I work a lot out of my home because I've been, you know, working on the Sacred Introvert retreat tour. And I discovered that I had to be very careful about separating where my relaxation, you know, my recharging, my meditation space is, as opposed to where I do work. And so it's really important to create a sacred space in your home for meditation, if you can. That doesn't mean that if you're at your office and you're surrounded by chaos that you can't meditate. But when you're home, if you have the opportunity to, create a little special environment for yourself, you know, definitely, because it makes it easier to go and do this ritual. It feels powerful and strong when you have a separate space set up just for this connecting with yourself and with spirit and whatever you want to believe that you're connecting with. Because George Harrison is he's kind of the person that has inspired me a lot for being somebody who was trying to be in the world but not of the world. And he was a big meditator, and his, you know, whole spiritual journey during the Beatles was about learning to meditate and learning to have direct experience of whatever you believe is a higher power. And a lot of people, that's what their meditation practice is about. It's about having direct experience with whatever you believe is a higher power. But even if you don't believe in that, direct experience with the self is really powerful. So you want to make it special if you can, at least when you're at home. But that doesn't mean you can't meditate in the car or at the office or wherever you need to meditate. Just do a rebooting, as one of my teachers calls it. He's like, you can do a 5-minute or 3-minute reboot. The more you can do that, the better you're going to be.
Okay. So, you know, don't get discouraged is really what you're saying. It's just, you know, if you just keep trying and not feel guilty because it didn't work the first time or even the second time, it's just a matter of that willpower and putting that effort towards the process.
Yep, absolutely. Because I'm sure Gandhi had trouble meditating at different times. You know? Like nobody is perfect in their meditation practice, and we're all, you know, spiritual beings having a human experience right now. So we're all in this world with all of this Maya stuff going on around us. There's a lot to just, you know, to kind of get our attention off of what's real. But when we sit down to concentrate on what's real, which is our inner life, and that, you know, that opportunity to disconnect from all of this, again, it makes everything even more clear and more powerful. And but, you know, it's not easy, and I tell people that because a lot of people do come to meditation feeling like they can't do it and they're discouraged, and they use that sometimes, you know, as an excuse to not try, you know. And the thing is, just try, and then,
yeah,
and then
it's about the belief system. If you believe you're going to fail or you believe you cannot do it, then you create that reality.
Absolutely.
So it's about shifting that belief, saying, okay, well, I'm just going to go for this and see what happens, at least be open-minded in that process. And then, you know, just, you know, if you can try every day, but let's just say your schedule's so busy, then, you know, you say every day, but, like, maybe try it 4 times a week, you know, and then work your way out from there as far as the amount of time you could do. You know, though ideally it would be a wonderful everyday experience. And if you're only doing it 10 minutes a day after you do the tense and release, there's 15 minutes. It's like 15 minutes really isn't a whole lot of time out of a day if it makes you feel healthier and happier and lowers your blood pressure.
Absolutely. And a good thing to do is try to do it like give yourself an extra 15 minutes in the morning. You know what I mean? Like, just set your alarm 15 minutes early. Or do it right before you go to bed. You know, make it that your ritual. And I tell you, if you do it, like, in the morning when you're starting your day and right before you go to bed, you're going to have a much better sleep and you're going to have a much better day, you know.
Okay.
Just
excellent.
By getting clear with yourself, you know, just getting on board with yourself and what, like I said, whatever you believe is your higher power. Because for me, meditation, personally for me, meditation is about like knocking on Spirit's door and trying to have direct experience of God, you know?
Okay. We're gonna take a short break, and we'll be back, and we'll discuss a little bit more of this in a bit. So everybody, thanks for tuning in to the Energetic Toy Box, and we'll be back in a minute or so. Thank you.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Julia Stubbe is a visionary artist whose artwork is a magical process of transformation and creation from a space of pure heart. Pulling inspiration from every oracle and being as they surround her, she captures the very essence of their spirit from within. Her art is an extraordinary expression of the inherent beauty of life. And by gifting yourself or a loved one an original piece of art by Julia, you are nurturing and honoring your entire being. Visit her website at www.wellnesstreasures.com today.
Could you be the next legendary leader? That question hinges on your courage and willingness to change. Join Maria Danley every week for Legendary Leaders Answering the Higher Calling. Be inspired by stories and legend and listen to legendary guests along with live channeling to help you answer your higher calling and become the legendary leader you are destined to be. The world is waiting for you. Step up and join the wave. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are enjoying the Energetic Toy Box. Julia would love to hear from you with any questions or comments about the show. Send your emails to julia@wellnesstreasures.com. That's julia@wellnesstreasures.com. Now, back to the Energetic Toy Box.
Welcome back. This is your host, Julia Stubbe, joined today with Lisa Avery on the Energetic Toy Box. We are exploring the possibilities of meditation. And one of the things I wanted to talk about is Lisa does a lot of silent meditation. And myself personally, I like to work with guided meditation or music. So for me, that works for me, and the silent works really well for Lisa. So there's differences in that. So with Lisa, you said that the silent is just more about clearing your mind, and I find actually with the guided, that helps me to clear my mind sometimes because it takes my mind off of my daily stuff. So what's your opinion on that?
Well, I mean, everybody is so different. You know, there are people who do sort of kirtan meditation, like the Hare Krishnas do the, the Hare Krishna chanting, and that is their form of meditation, and that kind of gets them into a trance state. And it's actually, I love doing, you know, sort of the chanting meditations from time to time. But for me, the biggest goal is to try to clear my mind and try to use, again, that sort of willpower to keep going back to, sometimes I'll use a mantra, you know, I'll repeat Om, you know, to myself, or reveal thyself, different things within me, depending upon how I'm feeling that day. Sometimes, you know, I'll do my exercises and my tension release, and I'll just be in one of those places where I can sit and it comes very easily. But then there are other days when I have a lot on my mind and I'm thinking about like laundry that I have to do and the bank that I need to get to and all of these things. And that just keeps coming in my head. And I have to keep bringing myself back to that place. So I'll use some type of kind of mantra, you know, that I can repeat to myself. So really it's about, you know, if you're making the effort and you're trying to find out what works for you, that is the best part of the road that you're traveling. And then eventually, you know, you're going to have discernment and you're going to discover what works for you best. So.
Right. So, and you've been meditating for years and you're still human in that you have trouble once in a while too getting to that spot quickly and easily. So that, I think that would encourage the newbies who have never meditated before not to give up.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, I wasn't kidding before about Gandhi, you know, like, and I also follow the gentleman, he's actually my guru, Paramahansa Yogananda, who wrote Autobiography of the Yogi in the 1950s. He dealt with a lot of things in the world, and that's why I love reading about George Harrison, because, you know, he was exposed to so much, but he still plugged along and tried to meditate and tried to, you know, be spiritual. And you know, I mean, it's all a road that we're traveling, and the main thing is that you keep on the road. You know, that's the biggest part of it, is just stay with, you know, your practice and keep your connection to what's real, which is, you know, this inner world, this, you know, connection to the energetic of what brought us here. So I'm all about being a cheerleader and telling people, you know, don't be discouraged, just keep moving on. And if something doesn't work, try something else, definitely.
Yeah, and it's never too young, I think, to start meditating. So I think, you know, even if you want to, if it's a family thing, if you want to get with your kids and just start with them, you know, even, you know, just to start that practice with them and expose them to that, I think that's also really, really important, because if they develop it young, they're making that a core part of who they are, and it's going to be easier for them as they get to be an adult.
Kids are natural meditators. They're amazing, you know, because I've seen children sit in meditation, and people think, oh, they can't do that, they've got ants in their pants. But I'm, you know, I've seen children sit down, and they're given a little bit of instruction, they'll just go right out. You know, it's really easy for them to just sort of, especially if it's presented the right way. They're natural meditators. So the sooner you can get them started on some type of, you know, mindfulness or meditation practice, they're going to thrive, because they're going to have that to go back to whenever they, you know, as they progress in the world and they're hit with more and more stuff going on around them, they can always go to this place where they know how to quiet themselves.
Yeah, and I think that's really the key, is just to give them the tools, because they are so open-minded as far as they don't have all these rules in place of how, what they can do, like you said, presenting it in the correct way.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to recap. So it's like, the main thing is, I love the tensing and relaxing your body part. So if everybody could work on that a little bit and play with that to see where it takes their mind to enable them to be quiet, and then just have the willpower to try every day for, set 15 minutes aside in the morning or 15 minutes aside in the evening. And so you have that possibility to see what works for you. Because, you know, this has been awesome. I really appreciate you coming on. And, I mean, I learned some things, too. I mean, with your eyes closed and focusing on the center, I could feel the difference of my energy changing when I did that.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really great.
Yeah, just little tiny things that you shift will work, and it will help you. Absolutely.
So I'm hoping that our listeners will just take a little bit of time and play with some of the stuff that we talked about today and work on incorporating meditation into your life, and just notice what you notice and notice what's different with your body, with how your energy and how you approach people and how people approach you. And just, like I said, play with it a little bit and don't give up. You know, it's really important to just give it a shot, and if the silent doesn't work for you, there's many CDs out there that do guided meditation, and there's some background music that may help you with the chants, with the ohms. So there's all kinds of possibilities for you to explore. So anyway, it's been great having you, Lisa, and I just am so excited for you about your introvert tour. It's like, I really think, you know, the next one you have is, that's when I'm going to manifest my visit to go with you.
Oh, good. Well, I'm trying to work on having the Glastonbury tour be something regular, but people can just check out sacredintrovert.com, and that'll take you to all of the fun stuff at the website, because it's a resource as well to find out about introversion. And my other website is Circle Seeker, and that's for healing and all kinds of fun tools. And
excellent.
If you're local.
Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning into the Energetic Toy Box this week, and it's been a pleasure, and I'm really grateful for everybody that has been listening live, and if you've been listening to the recording, just thank you so much. I really appreciate you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week with Kara Lee, and we're going to play with mirrors, lots and lots of mirrors. Thanks.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the Energetic Toy Box. Please join Julia Stubbe next Tuesday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time, for another exploration on the Voice America 7th Wave channel. We hope you have an outstanding week.